and save with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS each Sunday from 1 until 2 p.m., where we're going to talk about tax-free retirement. There's no federal income tax, no state income tax. There is no income tax with this retirement strategy. Make sure you join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS Sundays from 1 until 2 p.m. and learn about tax-free retirement.
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven tough Duralast battery, only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather, get in the zone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
the DJ of the future, is going to be a respected member of the community.
Crossed over, if I never
really?
Well, it's about time.
Wow, that's a long ways off.
I think that's gotten a lot of disrespect for a lot of years.
At my feet, on sunny side of the street.
Hey,
the
look who's here. It's one of the stars of Planet of the Apes.
Oh man.
That's so brutal.
A little bit like one of the Who's from Whoville or the Grinch.
Yes.
Oh, Cindy Lou Who.
A little Grinch-like.
It may be brutal, but in her own words, she looks like something from Planet of the Apes. Ladies and gentlemen, back 24 hours after major, major surgery, this is called Work Ethic. Tina Dalby, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, you know I can't stay away from you that long.
I know. Now tell everybody again exactly what they did in the course of 2.5 hours. They see if I get this right. They had to sort of like chisel out some old bone out of your jaw.
First they drilled off some old teeth.
How come you're talking funny?
Well. I can't open my mouth very wide.
Yeah,
and then they
there goes your raise.
Yeah. And then they pulled out four teeth.
So yesterday you had four teeth pulled.
Right.
You had how many ground down or drilled down?
That was 2 weeks ago. Yesterday they found out there was enough bone to put two implants in, you know, just the screwjobber part, not the teeth.
Screwjobber.
You know, it's a titanium post of some kind.
For people who don't know, the threaded titanium post goes in without a tooth on it. The tooth
right.
is then put onto that
I have
post.
To wait 6 months.
Yeah.
Really?
For the bone to grow around that. And they had to make sure, well, they checked because I have a metal allergy. That's one of my problems. It's like my crowns don't want to stay in my teeth. They
the
don't want to heal.
The ones you had from a long time ago, I had metal in.
And then they put a new one in not too long ago, and it never healed. And then there was two gigantic holes in the middle that were way too big to do anything, so they put cadaver bone in there.
Cool.
So you've got a dead person's bone in your body.
I do, but they put
you got a
it
stiff
in.
Bone.
So my wife says about me, I've got a dead man's bone in me.
You got a stiff bone in your mouth.
I do. I have a stiff bone. But they put it in, for anybody that's ever been to a chiropractor or seen somebody shoot a nail into concrete, that's kind of how they put it in. He's like, you're going to hear a pop, and he shoots this thing.
It's probably like a nail gun.
Your eyeball actually like shimmies from the pressure.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I hear him go, get me the blah, 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 and the mallet. I'm like, oh, crap.
Let me make something real clear here, because if I don't, I don't want to get any sort of negative response. All of this is standard procedure. This isn't, you're not dissing what happened. And this wasn't at Ballast Dental Care. There's certain procedures that, you know, Ballast Dental Care does everything they can, and then they move you on to specialists.
Yeah, they
in
know
another
this
location.
Guy real well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they recommend him. And so for you're just being descriptive. There's not a better way to do this. This is just the way you do it.
No, but when I went to Ballast Dental Care this morning, because they put these temporaries on yesterday and they fell off, which was really good because the bleeding would not stop with them on.
Yeah.
So then I was able to shove gauze up there and get it to stop. But I told Dr. Olivier at Ballast Dental Care about the mallet and all that. She's like, that's why we kind of don't talk out loud when you're laying there like that, because we don't want to freak
don't
out.
Say. Yeah, like code words.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they do. They kind of go around it, because when I heard the word mallet, you know what I'm thinking. Of course, I'm sure it was a teeny little thing, but I didn't open my eyes to see.
Now, let me ask you what. It seems to me that you've got all this bleeding. Wouldn't it have been more efficient to bite down on and hold a tampon in your mouth, like bite down?
Well, I rolled up the gauze so it would look like one.
Well, but gauze is not a tampon. Tampon is made to absorb certain, you know, material.
Yeah, but maybe some of that fuzzies would come out in my mouth or something. I don't know.
Then it has a
are fuzzies. They fuzzy? I didn't know they were fuzzy.
Well, I don't know exactly.
Then it comes with a removal string
afterwards.
Too, so you can.
You could have had one with, yeah.
Gauze, I think, is just more sterile. I don't really know for sure. But okay. I have some good drugs, and I told these guys earlier, you know, I had like some Percocets, and I had a Xanax so I could sleep, and then I had the 800 milligrams of ibuprofen and my antibiotic, and then I had like about an inch of wine just so I could go to sleep.
I've never just heard wine described by the inch.
Inch. Well, by the inch.
Yeah.
Give me a couple inches.
She just wanted an inch.
I didn't want to get drunk, and I didn't want to get sick. I just wanted something to knock me out.
Dan, show people how far the glass would be up with an inch.
Here you go.
There's an inch right
yep,
there.
Yep, that was about it. So I slept pretty darn good, like with a bunch of pillows around me, and then I had a pillow on my chest and an ice pack sitting on top of that leaning against my mouth.
You don't need a pillow on your chest. Your chest is a pillow.
Yeah.
But I'm not putting an ice pack right on that, baby. That would be freezing.
No, that's true. Well, you're a trooper for coming in. And you'll feel the amazing thing. You know, the fastest healing part of your body is your mouth. Did you know that?
No, I did not.
the eye and the mouth, I can't remember which one's first and which is second, but they are the fastest healing parts of the body. So, I mean, in a couple of days, hopefully you'll hardly even remember. You're supposed to sing Friday night.
Tomorrow night, yeah, so it better hurry up. I just need to be able to
open my
mouth.
You know what would be funny? Sing up on stage with a tampon in your mouth.
There you go.
Now you got it. Now George Burns had a cigar. Dean Martin had a glass cocktail in his hand. Henny Youngman had the violin. You could become famous for the woman
cigar.
Who sings with the tampon string.
And then whoever sits in the front row say we had to pull some strings to get these seats.
Oh, see, that's good.
That's funny.
That is some good comedy.
That's some funny
just
stuff.
Just need the swelling to go down and be able to open my mouth bigger.
Yes,
well,
that is the key.
I could not agree.
That is very important.
Well, you speak when you feel like it, and when you don't, just sit back and enjoy the ride.
Okay, I took pills. I feel pretty good.
All right. You'll probably be the best part of the show. Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And we start with the Burke segment, then we'll go to the phones. Anybody except Tina? She's already told her story.
Except I didn't tell you. My daughter-in-law was supposed to have her baby yesterday.
Oh, that's right.
Little girl.
Right, they wanted to induce her early. She has like a specialist, one of those high-risk kind of pregnancy doctors. And so they want the baby to come before it's due, which is kind of like, wow, that poor little baby and the poor mom and the poor dad. But they were there from 8 in the morning to like 10 at night, and they sent them home and told them to come back at midnight on Sunday. And then they're gonna force the issue. They're going to get that kid out one way or another. But it would have been, she would have been born on your wife's birthday.
Yeah. No, it didn't happen. It wasn't meant to be.
No, but I can't wait.
And this way, you'll feel a lot better than if they'd had it, you know, last
night.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, because, yeah. You wouldn't have been able to enjoy it.
No. Anybody else for the Burke segment?
Yeah, I got a couple.
I'd like to introduce Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Well, thank you very much. First thing I have, I saw this commercial the other day, and their new slogan, apparently, Just for Men, the product Just for Men.
Yeah,
have you heard
that? Graying beard
yes.
Takes the gray out.
Have you heard their new
slogan? No.
It's called Live the Dream.
Live the Dream?
What does that mean?
Well, you live the dream of not having gray hair anymore, apparently. So I just thought that was kind of funny.
It's also stupid.
Yes, it's very
stupid.
Second thing, we've had this discussion at our house with my wife, Angela, about when you prepay gas, you know, when you go to a gas station that needs to prepay, and you go in and pay with cash or whatever, and then you come back out, you say whatever, $25 worth. Do you have to... Can you just leave that thing locked in, and will it stop on the penny?
It shuts itself off.
Yeah, it'll shut itself off.
They set it up in the inside, and they
I know it slows down.
No, it'll stop. It'll cut off, and it won't go anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, see, I've always unclicked it, and I thought they just slowed it down to a trickle, where even if you held it for a long time...
It sounds to me like you're trying to find a way to cheat the gas.
No, I'm glad you know that now, because certain stations you have to prepay.
Where the pump's real far
away. Trust me, there's no way that they're going to even give people the opportunity to squeeze out another couple of gallons.
Oh, I'm glad, because for however long the prepay has been going on, I've stood there and slowed it down and then click, 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 one cent at a time.
Oh, no, it'll go.
You don't have to do a thing.
Once it gets like $25, it'll get to that certain point, and then it'll go tick, 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 tick.
I know, I know.
What if you don't get the full 25, you go back and get change?
I guess.
Oh, that's what I've always wondered too. If if you're not sure,
if it fills and you thought it needed 25, they give you the difference.
You just go back in. And,
it'll click off because the tank is full, and then they give you the because you can't always guess. You know, you try to guess the amount that'll take you right full. Up
I know.
To the top.
Yeah,
sometimes
that's
you shoot high, and they'll give you money back.
Yeah, that means Angela's right on that one. Mm-hmm. Huh, great.
Yep. Oh, she was right.
And then lastly. We were at the library the other day, and Angela wanted to
What'd
get
you call it?
Library. Library. And Angela had she wanted to check a book out, and I saw this pamphlet.
Who is this Angela?
That's my wife, Angela, my lovely wife. They have a set of pamphlets at the front desk. And so I was just waiting for her and looking around, and so I saw this, and it's a white pamphlet, and it says "Child Safety on the Information Highway." I thought, that looks interesting. This was put out by the public library system, and it's
from... Am I the only one that hears something here that sounds like somebody's thinking about having a baby?
No.
What?
No.
Sounds like to me.
No, not at all.
Oh, boy.
But it's from 1994. They still have these things. They still have the... I mean, these are brand new pamphlets, but it was printed in 1994. So I think there's been changes in the internet since just a little bit, because that's almost 20 years. Right. But it's funny. Some of the. It's sponsored by America Online, CompuServe, Delphi Internet, eWorld, all these out of business services.
Prodigy.
Prodigy's on here. Interchange Online Network. And it's just funny to hear some of these tips that was printed for 1994 for parents to... It says here, the online world, like the rest of society, is made up of a wide array of people. Most are decent and respectful, but some may be rude, obnoxious, insulting, or even mean and exploitative.
Well, that's not true. It's not true.
See, that's one thing that has changed in the internet. None of that is around anymore.
Nobody like that goes on the internet.
What else did I mark here? Remember that everything you read online may not be true. Any offer that's too good to be true probably is.
I know that's not true. It's not true that everything online is not true.
Yes.
And case in point. Everything I've ever read, I investigated or at least knew the story. I'll give you an example. A guy that used to work for us at KTRS named Mark Christopher. You remember him?
Sure.
He was a terrific saxophone keyboard player, and he did the show, I think the show right before ours. When he left, I read online. Somebody sent it to me, and I went online and found it myself, that the reason he left was that he and I had a homosexual affair.
Whoa.
And my wife found out about it, and then she filed for divorce. That was absolutely true.
It was true. There you go. The internet never lies.
How's Mark doing?
I don't know. We're not together anymore.
Oh, you know, bad breakup. One more thing here. Remember that people online may not be who they seem. Because you can't see or even hear the person, it would be easy for someone to misrepresent him or herself. Thus, someone indicating that she is a 12-year-old girl could in reality be a 40-year-old man.
What?
Yes. So I think that it's good that these pamphlets are still out there for parents who are looking for their child to have a safe online experience. So,
and for anybody interested in checking these out, what are they called again?
It's right at any public library. Apparently in St. Louis, they have Child Safety on the Information Highway. It's set of pamphlets right at the front.
And they
desk,
wonder so. How they're going to compete with the internet. Yes. Maybe start by not having 18-year-old pamphlets.
I couldn't believe she checked out a book, and then I just grabbed a couple books just because I was there. I never go to the library anymore. But they still use the rubber stamp on the inside of the front cover.
Oh, come on.
For the date.
Do they still have that little pouch or a card?
No. Well, yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Do.
Well,
it,
it's
yeah,
a little strip of paper, and they just remove it once the, all the it's all filled up. Then they just put a new. It's like almost like a Post-it. But they still have the rubber stamp thing.
You mean
when
the one where they put the date?
Yes, where
food?
You scroll, it changes from January to February. Yes, they are
like
still.
Like they have at the grocery store. Those are cool.
They have. They're still using those.
But that you have a card. Your card now is like electronic. They swipe it.
Right.
And that'll tell you, that tells them what
really?
Book you have.
Yeah, yeah. But.
I can't think of a reason to go to the library. Why were you there again?
To get a book.
She wanted to check a book out.
You can go check out. You can check out video games.
But
and
you can
CDs.
Well,
CDs.
I was going to say do the same thing online, yeah. But you can't. You can't get a free book to read. For
oh no!
Online.
I mean,
you can
you
rent
can reserve
books.
It.
You can rent them. You can rent a book online, but it's going to cost you $4.
Yeah,
or
but yeah, she's got an upcoming trip, and the book she wanted to get had some locations that she wants to see while she's there, so she went to the library. So that was it. That's all I had.
A place I haven't been for a long, long time. That's it for the Burke segment.
What about Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Dan has nothing. Dan has nothing.
You don't sound so sad, right. Bob.
Well, she's still.
She's still under.
She's still under. Yeah,
she goes,
she's still under the influence of.
She was wanting me to mention where we're playing tonight.
Oh, I was.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think people have had about a gutful of that stuff. Just kidding. No, I'm not. But where are you playing?
I think we're going to change our name tomorrow night. I think
to
that's going
to
be
Tampon Chewers?
No, but a lot of the people that went on the trip are going to show up, I think.
And it's right downstairs.
Yeah.
So.
Go ahead. You might as well do it. Where are you playing?
Right downstairs at the
Eventually, you're going to have to pay for this time.
At the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Club right downstairs.
How many people does that hold? That place holds how many?
Pretty darn many.
I don't know. Probably, I would say, between 200 and 300?
No, that's not going to be big enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
You guys need something like Scott Trade Center.
Yeah.
Eventually, but they have couches. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
Tina will be the one on stage with a string hanging out of her mouth.
That's right.
Using the tampon to soak the tooth, jaw bone grafting blood up. We have to take our first break, and here's what's going to happen. When we come back, we are going to talk with whoever you are that jumped in here and called and let Dan put your name on the board. So first come, first served. In order of the calls, in order that they come in, here are the numbers. If you've got 3-4 minutes, be patient. We'll be back. We'll go right to you. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Zisser Tire is pretty serious about trying to let you know and convince you that they will give you as good a deal on a new set of tires as anybody else out there. And the way they've decided to do this, and I think this is a really good idea because it is confusing. People say things that aren't true sometimes in commercials. We have an advertiser running on our station right now. And in the commercial, they talk about how long that company has been in business. I know for a fact they haven't been in business under that name anywhere near that long. But sometimes the system just lets things slide. And sometimes tire places will lead you to believe you're getting a free tire or maybe a couple of free tires. No. They can't give free tires away. They can increase the price of the others so that it absorbs the cost of the fourth tire or the other two tires. So what Zisser has always chosen to do is just not do that and just make sure that they give you as good a deal or better as anybody else in the industry. And believe me, Zisser is well aware of what the other tire places are selling tires for. They know. They know what they pay for them. They know what they're selling them for to you. They know the profit margin. And they also know that they just don't choose to do business that way, with the smoke and mirrors way of trying to make you think you're getting something you're not getting. So do this. Take any ad, any tire ad, from anybody into Zisser. Print it out if it's online. Cut it out if it's in a paper or one of these little Suburban papers. Take it into them and go, hey, can you match this? Can you do this? And the answer is most likely going to be yes. If it's not, if they can't give you that same deal, the equivalent of that deal, or better, then they want to apologize for not being able to do that by giving you a free oil change. That's a free standard oil change. It's a $30 value. I don't think they're going to be giving many oil changes away. And the whole reason for this is to sort of help teach you that many times in advertising, things aren't what they appear to be. What you want is a good deal on some really good tires, and you want them installed by people who know what they're doing. That would be Zisser. Here are the three participating locations: Delwood, Afton, Wentzville. Want to know more? Go to their site, zissertire.com.
With a look at the roads, here's Frank Ladd in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. So far, so good out there. It's a good start to your afternoon drive. No incidents, no delays, essentially. 270 southbound, you're going to be delay 3 between Page and Doherty Ferry. 40 westbound, no problems headed out of the city, passing Forest Park, out past 270 and Mason, out through the valley. And it's a great run this afternoon so far as you make your way out Highway 70 out into St. Charles County. This update brought to you by Pro Nutrients. Brought to you by Pro Nutrients, a little line of select supplements from Centrum, an omega-3 probiotic, and fruit and veggie that works with your multivitamin. Like Pro Nutrients, help make nutrition possible. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
Monday night is hockey night on the Big 550 KTRS. The name Kelly and Blues hockey are synonymous. The Big 550 KTRS continues the tradition with Hockey Tonight with John Kelly. Make sure to tune in at 9 for Hockey Tonight with John Kelly for the best in hockey talk. The puck drops at 9 with Kelly and Big John Hadley. Right here on the Big 550 KTRS and streaming live on KTRS.com.
Today, homes often develop severe foundation problems. Even while they're quite new, they'll start to settle and sink. Older, established homes can also become problematic due to the harsh St. Louis weather's negative impact on what was previously stable soil. Doors and windows stick, concrete floors and foundation walls crack, and basements and crawl spaces become wet, moldy, and at times, infested. Thanks to Fast Steel Peering Systems, there's a cure. Fast Steel Peering System is the nation's strongest foundation stabilization system. It's manufactured and proof-tested in St. Louis. When the largest investment of your life is sinking, protect it for life with a Fast Steel system. One engineered, designed, manufactured, and installed for your foundation-specific requirements. Visit Fast Steel's trained, factory-certified inspectors at the HBA Home Show and receive a fully guaranteed, comprehensive repair solution. Call Fast Steel Peering Systems today. 314-739-8500. 739-8500.
My dog does so much for me. I'll do anything I can to give back to him in return. That's why feeding him a good food with high-quality nutrition is really important. But it needs to be more than good for him. He needs to be excited about it, too. Come here. Good boy. That's why I trust Purina Pro Plan Shredded Blend.
Pro Plan Shredded Blend formulas are savory, high-quality mixtures of hard kibble and tender shredded pieces for exceptional taste and variety. Plus, they're made with nutritional extras, like real chicken, beef, or lamb as the number one ingredient.
I strive to do more for my dog. And with the exceptional nutrition, taste, and variety in Pro Plan Shredded Blend, I know I am.
Find the complete line of Pro Plan dry and wet formulas and snacks at your local pet specialty retailer. Tell us how you do more for your dog at domoreforpets.com.
Working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer no matter which way the economy is headed because today's times are filled with opportunity. If you understand the new rules of money, you need to attend a free Rich Dad Education Workshop coming to the St. Louis area. Based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, this totally free two-hour event will show you how to survive and build security during these hard economic times. We teach why your house is not an asset, why you may not want to diversify, why you may not want to invest in 401ks or mutual funds, why saving money will never make you rich. These are just some of Rich Dad's teachings that will change the way you think about money. Attend this free Rich Dad Education event coming to numerous hotels throughout the St. Louis area next Tuesday through Thursday. Reserve your place now at freerichdadworkshop.com or call 1-888-665-9040. That's 1-888-665-9040. Register now and you'll receive a gift just for attending. Call 1-888-665-9040 today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale. Thank you. Only two creatures on Earth follow their leaders over a cliff. Lemmings and Washington liberals. Senator Claire McCaskill followed the president over a cliff with Obamacare. Trillions in higher debt, special interest bailouts, wasted stimulus spending. Now President Obama is forcing religious hospitals and charities to provide services that violate their beliefs. Republicans and Democrats have called on President Obama to withdraw his extreme rule. But Washington insider Claire McCaskill is tone deaf to the real world. She's defending this Obamacare mandate, inserting government into our private lives as never before. Senator McCaskill told voters she wanted to be held accountable. Take her at her word. Call Senator McCaskill at 816-421-1639. Tell her to change her position before she and President Obama destroy freedoms that make America great. Paid for by Crossroads GPS.
When you want to know what the best product is, you ask an expert. So if you want to know why the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is the best for you and your family, just ask doctors and nurses why they use it at work and at home, and they'll tell you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is backed by more than 40 published medical studies. Those all add up to peace of mind that your family is using the best and a great value for the money. Get yours today at Babies R Us, Toys R Us, and other fine retailers.
Do you want to get down and funky? Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here. Join me and KPLR Channel 11's Dan Gray as we boogie-oogie to Centene Corporation's fifth annual Boogie Ball. It's Friday, February 24th at the Ritz-Carlton, all benefiting the American Liver Foundation. So join us for a night of food and fun as we dance to St. Louis's own Group Thang. For more information, call 314-352-7377 or go to liverfoundation.org. And get down and get back up again if you can.
All right, the phone lines are lighting up here. Let's keep that going. We're going to turn it over to you and see what's on your mind. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, it's 888-550-KTRS. Here is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Oh, Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am AM into PM.
Well, then you're doing fine.
Hallelujah. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Mike.
I hope you're feeling pretty good.
Hang on, Mike. Let me feel over.
Hold on.
Yep. She feels really good.
Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to open up a Facebook account for between me and a bunch of beautiful young ladies.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to call it?
I have no idea.
Sit on my Facebook.
I've actually heard that joke done by somebody else.
Oh. They stole it from me.
I don't get it.
They called it my face or something.
Yeah, let the laughter die down. Okay. Anything else, Mike?
No, I just can't wait till the crappies start riding, guy.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's not far away.
No.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
I love you guys.
We love you more. We love you more, not in a homosexual way. Thank you. All right. Carl is jumping in. Hello, Carl.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You guys were talking about libraries. I know it's kind of a boring subject, but yes. I wanted to add to it. I went back home to Las Vegas, and a friend of mine showed me how he can rent books from or check out books from the library electronically on his iPad. Have you heard about this?
No.
You can do that on a Kindle and a Nook also.
Wow. Yeah, he it's the Clark County Library. He goes to their app, and he types in his library card number. And they have a certain amount of electronic books that they can rent out.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
What a great idea.
You check the book out, and after 7 days, it automatically deletes itself from your iPad, and it goes back into the library system for another person to check out.
All right, Carl, let me depart for a second here and turn to Dan and say, Dan, a while ago when I said, well, it's too bad you can't rent books online, you can only pay to rent books. Why didn't you say, if you knew about this, oh, you can check out books from the library online?
I was out taking a whiz. No,
no,
actually,
you weren't paying attention.
Actually, somebody called in. And
during the break, somebody called and told him that.
They called in.
So you didn't
break.
Really know about it until the caller told you.
No, but I had I was looking at a Kindle for my daughter for Christmas, and it had mentioned that, and after he said that, remembered.
Hey, Carl, where would we go? I guess you just, if you Google electronic checkout of books from St. Louis County Library, you could figure out if they could. Do you know if they do it here?
Search it for the app.
I don't know if they do it here. I know they do it in Clark County, which is Las Vegas. I wouldn't put it past St. Louis.
No, if it's not here, it's going to be here soon. That's great.
Well, we were voted one of the most literate cities in America. If you don't remember that list that we were on.
Literate or illiterate? Illiterate or literate?
Literate. Yeah.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we are the most one of the highest crimes and most literate cities. I don't get happy.
So if you believe all the research about St. Louis, what you come away with is you live here, you're going to be really smart, but then you step outside and you're going to get shot to death.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. You got to hear this. I did a Scott Sherman show. I was on his show a couple weekends ago.
I've not heard of him.
And we were doing a list. Jimmy did a list about the most dangerous cities in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were number 3
in the world.
We were behind Port-au-Prince, Haiti, and Somalia. Somalia was number 5.
Wow, I'm sure that's
St. Louis was number 3 on the list.
How about St. Louis?
Something to be proud of.
I'm sure that's really legitimate. Yeah.
All right, well, take care, you guys. I'll look up the St. Louis County Library, and I'll call you guys back.
Hey. You know what? You don't have to do that. We'll find it, but at least you've planted the seed, and we know that there is electronic checkout. Appreciate it, Carl.
Scott has information on it, Carl. You don't have to look it up.
All right, let's talk to Scott. What do you got there, Scott?
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Hey, I've been doing it for, I don't know, like 4 or 5 months. It's awesome. From St. Louis County Library.
Okay, so we do have
it. You can have like 10 books on hold at a time. They don't have like 8 of one book. They have like 1 or 2 of each book. And if somebody returns that book off their iPad or whatever, then you're in line to get the next one.
Nice. I'm not sure I understand how you can electronically only have X number of books. It would seem to me that if it's in the system,
publishers won't let them have more than 1 or 2 at one time.
Oh, it's like a regular book. That's why they don't have 50 of a book in a regular library.
But yeah, can you get the new releases and everything?
Yeah, can you get
some
new
of them
books?
Are. I've read like 10 Spencer for Hire books. They're pretty fun.
Okay, and there's no charge.
No, nothing at all. And, after you can keep it up to 21 days, and at the end of it, it just kind of disappears. And it all goes through Kindle, you know, the Amazon site?
Right.
So, like, you get it, and then it pops over to Kindle, and it says, get this library book now, and it goes right to your iPad or whatever you have.
So you can do it with an iPad as well?
Yeah, iPad, all those things, yeah.
Okay, all
you
right,
download
man.
An app, like, in like 5 seconds, and then you're starting to get books. It's great. I mean, I love it.
All right, Scott. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Yeah.
Let's get Bobby in here. Hello, Bobby.
Oh, Bobby's gone.
Bobby's gone. Bobby didn't want
to. Oh, and the someone called and said St. Charles Library does it also.
Well, you know that they all do. If they don't, they're going to have to. Speaking of solving problems and helping people, I got, let me find this. Yeah. Got an email. Let me read this. It says, Dear Frank, I need the problem solvers. Ma'am and the PM. Listen mostly in my vehicle. And, well, by the way, what everybody does, listens for the most part in the car. However, and there's always a however in life, I also listen to my iPhone, well, at least I did until recently. The Radio Box app will not connect to KTRS. I have deleted and reinstalled the app and still nothing. I called the station, which was a waste of time. And I've searched the KTRS website to no avail. Frank, I need the problem solvers. Brad, you don't need the problem solvers. I can help you with this. I've never heard of Radio Box app, but I have heard of TuneIn Radio and Wonder Radio with a U, WUNDERRADIO, and OO Tunes. And those are all 3 excellent apps. For anybody out there who's out of town and you want to catch up and hear the local weather or this show or whatever, it's tremendous. I've done it many times out of town. And if you've got a set of headphones or the ability to plug the output of your iPhone or whatever into the car stereo system, boom! And you're riding along, it's just like you're listening to the station, except when you go under a bridge, you don't lose it.
Yeah.
Okay? It's actually better because there's no interference. I mean, if it's storming, it doesn't crackle. So listening on the app is even in many ways better. So there you go, and I wrote him back. But the part that kind of bothered me was he says, I called the station, which was a waste of time.
He didn't go into details about that?
No. He didn't say that means. It was a waste of time. Huh. Well, whoever he talked to didn't have any idea what he was talking about and didn't, as we just did, have the answers, and were able to provide them to him. In the joke today, there's mention of a horse. The reason I mention this is because when I tell a joke, I like to try to be fairly accurate. If there's something... There you go. Hey, it's Sarah Jessica Parker. How you doing? And which brings me to, there was a term in the joke, and I don't want to give the joke away, but it caused me to go look up facts about horses. And I'll ask you, first of all, anybody in the room a horse person, ever had a horse or raised a horse? No.
Just rode them.
I rode one once.
Let me ask Tina, a male horse that's been castrated, what do you call it?
Poor guy.
Please take your time.
I don't know. I can't.
Anybody?
Gelding?
Yeah, very good, Peon. You get 1 point on the board. A young male horse is only called a colt up to what age? It's a colt until what age?
Three,
yeah, I was going
to
say.
Very good. It's four. Up to four. Anything less than 4 years old is a colt. Now, a horse's father, like if you have a horse, you go, yes, and this horse was the father. What's the father horse called?
Oh, the the sire?
You are unbelievable.
Wow, you're pretty good.
Wow.
It is the sire.
I'm glad you're on our tribute.
How'd you know that?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I've gone, I guess, to the track a couple times. Maybe I picked it up there.
To the track.
I've gone over to Fairmont a couple times. I don't know. Maybe I picked it up from there.
What do you call a horse that has not been castrated and is used for breeding? You should know this. Everybody.
Stud
or stallion. Essentially the same thing, I think. Well, let me see. Oh, okay. Male horse under the year of reproduction is more commonly called a colt rather than a what, which is a name associated with young female horses. So the young male horse is a colt. What's the young female horse?
A female.
Foal.
Yeah.
F-O-A-L. Male horses in their younger years also are called yearlings. This just all popped up when I was looking for one thing and only one thing. And I got all this horse information. Hang on here. Geldings. That's pretty much it. I didn't pull up female horses, but I know that a mare... is a mare... Can a mare have kids?
I think that's the opposite of the sire.
The old gray.
The mom of a baby horse. Is
well, then what do you call just a female filly?
That's a young. Yeah, I think that's
and a
young.
A mare.
I'm starting to get a headache. That's
mare's in charge of the city, right?
Mare's eat oats.
Back to the phones. Eddie is on hold, holding no more. How are you, Eddie?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can we help you today?
I'm just going to tell Tina. Last week I had all four of my wisdom teeth pulled out.
Oh, so you know.
So what the doctor had me do is, as opposed to gauze, is they put tea bags in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The gauze will come unraveled and you can actually unclot the blood.
So you're saying we were
teabagging? You had open sockets and mine were sewn together.
Mm. Oh, good Lord.
So
right.
She probably can't be teabagged then.
No, she can't be teabagged.
Not
candidate. You could be teabagged if you wished.
Thank you. Not today.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Eddie. I don't even know what that means. I was laughing for no reason.
Yeah,
no, I know. John wants to jump in. Hello, John.
How you doing, Frank?
Great, John.
I need the problem solvers.
Well, I think you know, if you've listened for any time at all, that you need us, because we are.
The problem solvers.
Well, I would say I'm AM in the PM, but it's become harder to become AM in the PM or to continue to be AM in the PM.
Why is that?
And I thought your last caller, or two callers back, may be asking the same question, but he wasn't. I am having a terrible time with the live streaming. with your station.
Well, now, his issue was with an app. It wasn't so much just going to KTRS.com and streaming on the site. Your problem, you're saying, is with the KTRS.com online stream.
Hey, do you have...
Exactly. And I have called... It's very similar because I have called the station three times and left a message. Somebody was going to call me back and tell me how to get it to work.
Hey, John.
And nobody's ever called me back.
Well, John, that doesn't sound like our station.
No.
Do you have...
No.
Hey, John, do you have it bookmarked and you go to it from your bookmark, or are you actually typing KTRS.com in the address bar?
You know, Jose told me that a while back, and, you know, I took that bookmark off and went ahead and typed in KTRS, so I have a new, and then I bookmarked that, you know. And here's the problem. I mean, it's especially first part of the day. I'm in my office, and I like to listen to the streaming, so when I get a call, I don't have to go to the radio to turn the volume down.
Right.
It's right there. It comes up in the morning, and I'm able to listen, but it continuously goes down. It may be up for a minute, and then it shuts off, and you have to go on to the screen where the live stream is, and there's a little white arrow that you click, and then it'll come back on sometimes, and sometimes it won't.
And
I don't
have
any trouble with anything else, you know, and I'm just...
I wish I knew enough to know what to tell you here. Obviously, I'm going to ask the question, how old is your computer? But I'm guessing it's not that old.
No, it's not that old, and it's very fast. I don't have any problems with my computer, and I've tried other stations just to see, and the live streaming's fine. So, and this problem really developed. It's been continual, but after the first year, you guys changed something, and I had a problem, and then you just changed something in the last 3 weeks as far as your live streaming. And that's when the problems really become where it's maybe 10 times in an hour that I
have. You know
what?
When we go on break here, I got a computer. I'm going to see if I can get on and see what happens. And I wish the only thing I can say is if you keep listening after the news and we come back, maybe somebody out there had the same problem you're having and they know the fix. So just if you keep listening, maybe we'll get an answer. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
bye-bye.
John. Can we squeeze Marianne in here? No, we're out of time.
I think maybe a quick
one. Real quick one. Marianne, let's go. How are you?
Fine. Hey, a foal is a newborn horse of either gender. The young male is the colt. The young female is the filly. The mother's the dam. The dad is the sire. And any mare can give birth because they're not fixed like geldings are.
Oh. Listen to this one.
That was quick.
The mother's the dam.
Mother's a what? A dam?
The mother is the dam, and when they give birth, it's said that they foal. So they foal, you know, and that's the giving of birth. It doesn't matter what gender it is. Filly is female, colt is male.
Dam,
a foal
like
is a baby of either gender.
Like D-A-M? Dam?
D-A-M.
Really?
Wow.
I have never heard that. That's
yeah,
a that's a horse.
Come on.
No.
That's a female.
No. Let me talk.
Everybody
knows
that.
That's a female horse that has given birth. I've never heard that.
The mother horse is the dam. The father is the sire.
Never heard of it.
Give birth. Mares don't get fixed. Only stallions get fixed if you want to use them for pleasure or anything besides breeding, because stallions you really don't ride.
Okay, but Marianne, when I tell you I've never heard it, I'm telling you I've never heard that. Neither is Dan.
I haven't either.
This dam thing, it's the first I've ever heard of it.
I think Tina's probably forgotten.
No, Marianne, we couldn't have all forgotten it. Marianne, Tina's never heard of it.
Maybe it's short for damsel.
You're a horse person, and I think you know so much of this. You assume the world knows it, but trust me, we're stupid about it. I've heard of sire, but I've never heard of a dam.
Well, dam is the mom.
Well, now we know.
Damn, there you go.
Thank you for the lesson. Thank you, Marianne. She was insistent that I had heard it. Oh, yes, you have heard it.
Oh, you know.
Damn
Don't
it.
Don't tell me what you haven't heard.
Damn you, you know.
She must be a school teacher, one of those that would smack the back of your hand or something. She knows her horse stuff, I'll say that. First Community Credit Union knows their banking stuff, too, and they know how to make you feel safe and secure about where your money is, about where the money has come from that you have borrowed. They know how to make you feel confident that the rates you're getting are very competitive rates. Years ago, savings and loan business, little old ladies especially would close accounts and open new ones just because one place had a free electric blanket and another place had a toaster and they already had the toaster, so now they want the blanket. I'm not making this up. And they would close accounts and open new accounts over a toaster, for goodness sakes. Or they'd rate shop and they'd go, well, they've got a 0.25% interest better. Let me tell you something. First Community Credit Union, just do your banking there and then you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. And if a place has to give you a toaster to get your banking business, that never said much to me in terms of how confident they were about what they were doing for the customer. If they could, or certainly there were a lot of people who had no allegiance to where they were banking if they could be lured away with a toaster or an electric blanket. You become a customer, a member, we called it, First Community Credit Union. Good luck to the banking institution that tries to get your business away, because once you're there, it's like being a patient at Ballast Dental Care. You're not ever going to want to go anywhere else. I'm telling you, we all back there, you're going to love this place. First, during this month of February, just this month, the debit card, the picture debit card with your picture on it, no extra charge for that special card this month. FirstCommunity.com.
With your Golden Oakland traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. No issues of note this afternoon. We're just starting to see a little more volume as you make your way west on Highway 40 out of the city, passing Forest Park. Could see a little extra delay there, rounding the bend between Clayton Tinker and McCausland, and then again between 270 and Mason. 70 westbound, a little bit heavier now between 79 and TR Hughes. 6440 eastbound, remember that right lane is closed between 14th Street down to 6th Street. That's going to open back up, scheduled to open back up tomorrow. This update is brought to you by Pro Nutrients, brought to you by a new Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum. Help make nutrition possible. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen for the biggest, the best, most real estate-y show in St. Louis history. The St. Louis Real Estate Show. Sundays at noon on the Big 550 KTRS.
Berkman hits a fly ball deep, left center field, way back toward the pen. It's a goner!
Fans, this is Cards manager Mike Matheny. We hope you join us at the ballpark for opening day. If you are, make sure you take advantage of the opening day pack.
Darren Schumacher drives it to left for a hit.
That's right, Mike. The opening day pack features 10 games, including opening day with the Cubs, matchups against the Brewers and the Phillies, 6 weekend games, and the final game of the year against the Reds. It's the opening day pack. Get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Strike! Called! Got him on the pitch over the outside half.
Fans, this is former Cardinals pitcher Andy Bennis. As a player, it was incredible to see the fans support game after game. Once again, this year, the Cardinals are offering a great way to go to games with group tickets. Groups of 25 or more get great incentives, including discounts off the gate price in most seating areas. Your support has been incredible over the years, and group tickets are on sale now. For more information, call 314-345-9500 or visit cardinals.com/groups.
If your car's battery is over 4 years old, replace it before it fails with a proven, tough Duralast battery, only at AutoZone. For dependable starts all year long in any weather, get in the zone.
Hi, this is Steve Glover with the Retirement Solution Show, inviting you to join us right here on the Big 550 KTRS and learn about tax-free retirements this Sunday, 1 until 2 p.m.
The Big